Sometimes parents influence their children in a direction they think best for them. In this case, the father encouraged the daughter not to follow in his footsteps. She didn't listen and became a champ herself. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Leila Ali had a unique childhood as the daughter of champ Muhammad Ali. As a former champion herself, she often gets asked how she and her dad could seemingly have two different personalities inside and outside the ring.
And I'm like, I don't think about it. It's just like when I'm in the ring, I'm thinking about going to war. As a woman, you know, then I come out of the ring and then I'm going to think about my hair and what I'm wearing and all that. But that's none of that matters when you're in the ring. So it's kind of the same with men as well.
Interestingly, her interest in boxing was not due to a heavy influence from her dad.
When I saw women's boxing for the first time on television, I was about 19 years old. That's when I wanted to do it. And it wasn't until then that I knew women even boxed, that it was even something that I could do. You know, I didn't ever say, like people would think, oh, I want to be like my dad.
But dad was initially reluctant to encourage his daughter in the sport.
My dad wished that I just wouldn't do it. But he knew that, you know, I was going to do what my heart desired. So he supported me 100%, even though he did try to talk me out of it. Originally, he asked me what it was going to be like if I got knocked down or knocked out and the whole world was watching. And I said, well, Dad, you know, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to get up and I'm going to continue fighting.
Her dad was not her trainer, but rather she sought her own route, using trainers of her own choice to help her get to the top.
I mentally had the attitude from the beginning that made me want to be a fighter in the first place. And I'm very confident in myself, but my confidence comes from preparation. I'm not just like some people just talking, I'm the best. No, I will prove to myself first that I'm the best. And I put in the hard work that it takes to be the best.
We conclude next time as we travel the countryside. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.